This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three. In studio, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Heather,
and we're talking about robots and the fact that in Europe they might not be taxed, but we don't know if they're going to get the right to vote, because then that would give them representation without taxation, which is a lot better than what we have right now.
It does sound good. As we talked about this, European lawmakers were calling for an EU-wide vote on how to regulate the rise of robots, and the big concern is, what sort of rules will be in place for robots driving self-driving cars, and what happens with workers who may be put out of a job by a robot.
Now, I wonder if about 120 years ago, the legislators across Europe, I know there wasn't a European Union then, but there were still countries in Europe. Europe still existed.
Yeah.
I wonder if the lawmakers had meetings about how can we make sure that self-propelled automobiles don't wind up replacing the horse and buggy driver.
Oh, yeah.
We have to protect the horse and buggy driver. We have to protect the wagon wheel manufacturers.
The buggy whip makers.
We have to protect the people that make horseshoes.
Yeah. It's just insanity. And this is probably a little bit more dramatic, historically speaking, because robotics has made factories much more efficient with much fewer people. And that's a fact.
Yeah, I'm hearing this, the little voice inside my head is, as you're reading this, I'm just hearing the Candlemakers petition being read on the floor of Parliament. Only this time, it's not satirical, they're being serious.
And what Daryl's referring to is Frederick Bastiat's Candlemakers petition, where he, in a work of satire, asks that the government please outlaw anything that could... No.
Specifically, at the time, there were debates over preventing foreign sources of work.
Right.
And Bastiat said, I know of a foreign source of energy that is taking jobs. We need to require people to put shutters on their windows and keep them closed.
Yes.
Because we have to make sure that the candle makers retain their jobs, because the sun is providing free foreign energy.
Yes, absolutely. So,
can I get some of that right now?
I'm telling you. But I would encourage everybody out there listening, remember that. Frederick Bastiat, the candle makers petition. It's a great little piece. It's a
brilliant
short
work of satire, but what I'm hearing is they're reading the candle makers petition and they're taking it seriously.
Absolutely. So, quote, the EU needs to take the lead on setting these standards so as not to be forced to follow those set by third countries, the parliament said in a statement. The decision to reject the robot tax was hailed by the robotics industry, which said it would stunt innovation. No kidding.
That's what taxes do.
Exactly. Quote, the IFR believes that the idea to introduce a robot tax would have had a very negative impact on competitiveness and employment, said the Frankfurt-based International Federation of Robotics, which sounds a little scary in itself.
I never knew that there was an International Federation of Robotics, but I'm glad that there's that IC in there. Otherwise, it would be the International Federation of Robots,
and that
would basically mean we've got AI.
We've lost. The IFR and others argue that automation and the use of robots create new jobs by increasing productivity and point to a correlation between robot density and employment in advanced industrial nations. For example, in the German car industry, global shipments of industrial robots rose 15% in 2015, according to the latest statistics from the IFR, and were worth a total of about $46 billion.
Now, pause real quick. We actually, a couple Sundays ago, we've been going through economics in one lesson.
Right.
As sort of a Free Talk Live book club.
Mm-hmm. Henry Hazlitt.
And a couple weeks ago, we were talking about productivity levels and what Hazlitt refers to as the fetish of full employment.
Right.
To where, you know, there are some people that say, we have to make sure that everybody has a job, and then we'll be at full productivity.
What do you mean if we had robots work all the jobs, like, then we could all just not work, and it'd be awesome?
Right, so...
But somebody would.
You would have a lot higher productivity.
We could all do, like...
Right.
Our hobbies, you know, like painting or something.
But just because you have full employment doesn't mean that you have full productivity.
Correct.
And there are some countries, specifically in Europe, where they've tried this thing of full time is now 30 hours a week or 35 hours a week. So that there's more people that are listed as being employed full time.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that productivity levels are where they could be or where they should be.
Or that people are leading better lives.
Correct.
Yeah. So it's kind of screwy there. But you know, socialism keeps getting tried in all its various forms and all its different angles.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that like 10 years from now, like you're going to see people advocating for like robot rights.
Once AI is, and I had another story on AI, but I didn't bring it with me. But the gist of it is that did you see where Google's AI they've given it different problems to solve, and they've noticed that sometimes it acts cooperatively with its partner AI, but when it comes down to a choice of like I need this and they have it. It starts to use deception and cunning to get
so
to,
sounds
to
like
no
win.
Way.
Oh,
yeah,
so,
yeah.
So it sounds to me like the like, robots are playing the prisoner's dilemma.
It is.
They're playing dirty.
Now that I want to see, but it's all these different situations where they have a limited number of resources that must be gathered, and both AIs attempt to, you know, my move, your move, sort of thing.
Okay,
but then they do exhibit these very treacherous traits.
So is it like the
deception.
Is it like the end of war games to where they're playing tic-tac-toe and then they wind up saying strange game, the only way to win is to not play the game?
No, I don't think they've learned that lesson.
How did it end up with those traits? Was it programmed into them or did it come about naturally?
I'm going to pull this story and I'm going to put it in our show prep folder and you guys can take a look at it. It's good. It's interesting stuff. I hate to tease it, but I don't have it in front of me.
And whenever Chris sends it over to me, I will post it on the Facebook and the Twitter. That way you can see it as well.
Yeah, I thought it was good and scary. This continues. Demand for service robots for medical, domestic, and personal use is also on the rise.
Service robots.
Easy there, Daryl. The parliamentary resolution on the amended report was passed by 396 votes to 123 with 85 abstentions. The report's author, MEP, I'm not sure what that stands.
Member of European Parliament.
There we go. Thank you. Mady Delvaux said she was disappointed that the lawmakers, quote, refused to take account of possible negative consequences on the job market, unquote. They rejected an open-minded and forward-looking debate and thus disregarded the concerns of our citizens, she said.
Well, I'm fairly certain that a lot of the European citizens are concerned that the EU even exists, but I don't think that Madame Delvaux would really listen to their concerns. She would disregard them because that would put her out of a job.
She knows best. So there's no need for anyone else to get involved as long as she knows best.
Now, speaking of, you mentioned some of the Google AI. Have you seen any of the videos where people have programmed two Google Homes or a Google Home and an Amazon Echo to wind up conversing with one another?
I have.
These videos are hilarious. And I saw one of these where somebody shared on Facebook a couple days ago, and it said, funny, this sounds like actual conversations I've heard on the subway. And I started listening, and these are just completely disjointed conversations, but they're, you know, responding to one another, and it does sound like some
right.
conversations that you actually hear humans having. Very interesting that AI and pseudo AI, and I for one do not welcome our robot overlords. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What has Ashton Kutcher been doing? Heather has the story.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
Chris.
And Heather.
And Heather is going to tell us, and this is...
the moment you've all been waiting for.
Interesting.
You have been teasing this story. Quite
the moment, because we will go to the phones here momentarily, but very interesting story about somebody that's actually, you know, like putting their actions behind their words.
Mm-hmm.
To where a lot of time, you know, celebrities will talk about various things, but they don't necessarily...
Yeah, they'll donate to something for a tax write-off, but they won't actively get involved.
Right. So we'll talk about what Ashton Kutcher has been doing, and I'm fairly certain he's got a blog or a website. If not, well, he should probably do that, and if he listens to Free Talk Live, he could use our code at HostGator, which is hostgator.com/FTL. And Ashton Kutcher and you could save up to 50% off their regular prices. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They have 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the consumer. HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get the special offer of up to 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, visit HostGator.com/FTL. Let's go to the phones very quickly. We've got Ralph calling in from New Jersey. Ralph,
yeah,
you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
I would really like to talk about the state of being an animal, the animalistic ways of the black. Okay? But the last time I called, I'm being called a racist, and I only point out about the situation happening in New Jersey vis-a-vis the black animals. Okay? They are on the march, they are on the move. That I want to make clear to everyone. Now, in New York City, that's two incidents that I want to point out.
So, Ralph, let me point something out here. When you call black people animals, yes, you're going to be accused of being racist. If it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, chances are it's a duck.
They're animals of all colors.
I understand that either. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, they are the ones who keep dragging and draining our society. In the news conference that President Trump did today, a black reporter, see, I can't bring myself to call these people.
Yeah, the biggest thieves are, right? They're white men and black men and all kinds of men in Washington.
You're both talking, and I can't understand either one of you.
Okay? That is so fake to be calling these people African American. If we want to dispute that whole situation, how about the fact that in present day Africa today, there are Asians and whites living there? Suppose they come to this country and live over a period of time and become naturalized citizens of the country. What would we call them there? Would they be
call them animals? Thank you for the call, Ralph.
Okay, Ralph, I think you need to redirect that energy towards the politicians in Washington that like to steal people's money, and lots of it.
But Ralph loves the politicians that steal people's money. He just wants them to
steal more. Stealing is wrong in general, right? Like, so stealing is wrong. It doesn't matter if you're stealing, you know, a pair of shoes or whatever. Stealing is wrong. But if you're going to get angry at the people stealing from millions, not the person stealing to, like, feed their own families. That's all I'm going to say.
I honestly believe that if Ralph could phrase his opinions differently, we would have a very different impression of him.
Yeah.
So honestly, I've agreed with a lot of his arguments. And this goes back to the Obama years.
He kind of reminds me of Chris Cantwell in a way. I think a lot of it is like more like fear-based and conditioning than it is like blatant racism. It's just them...
I think it's a lot of disgust. I think he's just very upset, and I don't always agree with what the root causes of those are. And I don't think Ralph believes that simply race is what it is, but it's, to me, I look at a lot of the things about the animals and these people that are doing all these things, I look at that and go, okay, war on drugs. This is what you get when you try to steer people in certain directions, modify the behavior, and make it very difficult for people to make a living in what should be a legal area.
Well, that's correct. And you take a bunch of people that are, you know, like nonviolent drug offenders, and you stick them while they're teens in prisons with violent people, and those end up being the people they spend birthdays and holidays and all these other things with, and people we seek attachments, you know? So when they're seeking attachment from these violent people and they start identifying with these violent people, and then they get put back on the street, we're breeding more violent people. Well, so, I mean, the war on drugs does this.
It's not just that, but when you get out, you wind up, every time you fill out a job application where it says, have you ever been arrested for a misdemeanor or a felony, you're then forced to mark yes.
Don't get the job.
Then you wind up not getting the job, and so what do I do for money? Forced to wind up going to you know, find work in the black market, which is what landed you in the thing in the first place. And then you get arrested again, and the prosecutor says, look at how long his rap sheet is.
Right.
He's been arrested for possession and possession and distribution and possession and distribution. We need to put him away for forever.
Mm-hmm.
And none of those are things that have a victim.
The laws are designed assuming that people are perfect, and nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes.
The law is designed, particularly the war on drugs, is designed to believe that everyone is a criminal. By default, we're all criminals until we've demonstrated that we're not. That's the problem. It's the authorities, the police, the politicians, everyone else in the country.
Yeah.
That's a war on drugs. But that's war on people.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people with this mindset, though, that, like, everybody that's addicted to drugs or that's ever done drugs is, like, this bad person, and it's like...
Right, and, you know, there are some people that are addicted to drugs. Those people have a medical problem. You don't treat medical problems with prison. What if some legislative body tomorrow said diabetes is now illegal, or... It's not illegal to be diabetic. It's illegal to possess insulin.
Exactly.
It's illegal to use insulin.
Right.
It's illegal to use any sort of substance that winds up having huge health benefits. That's now illegal. So anybody that has arthritis that uses aspirin on a daily basis to control the pain, you're now a criminal. We're sending you to jail, and we're keeping you from having the substance that you need.
Yeah. And that example makes all the sense of the prohibition and the war on drugs. It's just insanity.
Let's change gears here and get to the article that we've been teasing since the beginning of when we come back here on Free Talk Live, and that is what Ashton Kutcher has been doing specifically as it relates to human trafficking. Note, he's not trafficking humans. He's helping the people that have been trafficked. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Heather.
And Heather, we've been teasing this all night. Let's jump into this article about Ashton Kutcher and the human trafficking.
Okay, we're doing this right now.
We are doing this right now.
Okay. So this article comes from NBC News. There's been several written about it, though, but I thought this one kind of summed it up quite well. And it's titled, Actor Ashton Kutcher is Trying to End Modern-Day Slavery. Actor Ashton Kutcher, who co-founded International, the anti-human trafficking organization Thorn, gave senators several ideas Wednesday to end the trade in humans, including adaptable technology and steps to protect vulnerable refugees. So basically what he's done is he's curbing human trafficking and child exploitation on the Internet using software that he created.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So going into a little more detail.
Does it go into detail about...
It does.
What
are you
doing here?
It does. So he actually testified in front of the U.S. Senate, though, seeking more funding for his organization at Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing Could you press the importance of using good technology to battle technology that facilitates human trafficking? Technology can be used to enable slavery, but technology can also be used to disable slavery, he said. Several law enforcement agencies have used a beta version of Thorn software to prioritize their caseloads and cut down investigation time, Kutcher said. Many agencies are severely understaffed and under-resourced when it comes to human trafficking, and technology can make their jobs easier.
And I know from testimony that I've heard in various hearings on removing criminal penalties for prostitution that the police will come in and testify.
Like, regardless of prostitution, though, and I really don't want to divert attention to that because this specifically is about people that are forced into it. I mean,
right.
These are
but
victims.
The police.
This is not about
testify.
Somebody's
Hold
decision on. Voluntarily to go sell themselves.
The police testified numerous times that every prostitute that they have arrested was somebody that was forced into it. So the police are saying that every woman that's a prostitute is a victim of trafficking.
That is not true. I mean, you have women that get married for money and sleep with their husband. That might as well be prostitution.
Right. And I know that the police are lying on this, but okay. What I'm saying is that when they start saying, you know, like, we're delving deeper into trafficking, is that they're going to divert away from the actual trafficking.
No, this is diverted. This conversation is diverting away from the trafficking. One of the organization's programs, Spotlight, shortens investigations from 3 years to 3 weeks, Kutcher said. The technology we're building is efficient, nimble, enduring, and it only gets smarter with time. The committee was especially interested in hearing how Thorne's technology could unmask traffickers who use the web to protect their anonymity. Did I say that right?
Anonymity.
I knew it didn't sound right.
It's all right.
It's taking the internet, which is largely anonymous, and making it far less anonymous.
You have a thought, Chris. Yeah, I do. That one sentence that just sort of picked at me. I mean, what does that mean? And I'm trying to find more information on the program Spotlight. So any tool, no matter for what good purpose that's provided to law enforcement, that, quote, allows the internet to become less anonymous, I can imagine that tool being used for means that are for less liberty. And,
yes.
And that one just scares me. I'm not saying this is a bad thing, and I'm certainly not saying that human trafficking is not a heinous crime.
Right.
But this could be one of those cases where, with all the best intentions, we support something that really could be turned against us in other ways.
Yeah, to where, you know, we've already seen things where government agents have found vulnerabilities in the Onion router to
right.
find people that are doing things that have no victim.
Right. And even if you go back to all the NSA stuff and all the, you know, amazing programs, those things were all originally created and funded to stop terrorists.
Well, there's only so much that these programs can do without probable cause of something, you know? And it kind of goes into a little more detail.
Please continue.
I mean, Kutcher also pressed the importance of fostering public and private partnerships, saying many companies want to do the right thing and have already offered not only funds, but also pro bono services to combat traffickers who are continuously changing their modus operandi. Private companies bring different resources to the table, so it's vital to take advantage of every resource. Kutcher also recommended addressing the pipelines to trafficking, taking a deeper look at the foster care system, which he said was a breeding ground for abuse, as well as increasing mental health services.
Definitely
needs to take, you know, and I like how he says take a look. Like, he doesn't have the answers for everything, but he's still trying to do the right thing by shedding light on issues.
Right. And, Chris, do you remember where in Pennsylvania the judge wound up being convicted for basically selling children through the CPS?
It was up near Wilkes-Barre or Scranton. It was up in that area, but it was just a very heinous case. It was the worst possible corruption in the system, and it was right at the top. It was horrendous. Go ahead.
So committee member Ben Cardin of Maryland called human trafficking a scourge on humanity, which he said is why he was particularly concerned about President Donald Trump's executive order to limit immigration. Could they have come in under that ban? Asked about victims of trafficking from Syria and Burma. When we say we are going to protect these victims, we must look for every possible way to accomplish this goal. It was a sentiment echoed by Kutcher and Human Rights First, an advocacy group that testified alongside him. When people are left out and not supported and not given love they need to grow, it becomes an incubator for trafficking. Said, adding, refugees are the most vulnerable to traffickers, which I agree with that statement. I think you guys would too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Alyssa Massimino, president of Human Rights First, told the committee that the only people who benefit from displacement are malicious traffickers, she said. Traffickers are drawn like sharks to those in distress. Kutcher ended by asking the committee for continued partnership and support. The right to pursue happiness for so many is stripped away. It's raped, it's abused, and it's taken by force or coercion and sold for the momentary happiness of another. He said, I'm here to defend the right to pursue happiness.
Well, all in all, it sounds good. Like I said, I have my reservations when tech meets law enforcement. And I'm sorry, that's just, it's ingrained into me. Since the first Snowden release,
you kind of are a tech guy as well.
I thought this article way before then. I think what I was thinking was about to come up was from another one I read, because I read several different articles on this. And the other one had said that what this does is this actually finds victims. Like, what the software does is it finds ways to contact victims.
Right.
And then through cooperation with those victims, it ends up somehow leading them to the traffickers.
Yeah, or in some way provides them an anonymous way to let law enforcement know where they're at or who they are. Or there's all sorts of possibilities. But it was just that one sentence saying we're peeling back the anonymity of the internet. That one just always bothers
me. It's kind of like you can be, like, it's not necessarily, it's what people put on the internet, you know what I mean? Like, once you put something on the internet, like, it's on the internet. Like, you want anonymity, don't put anything on there. They don't have any right to read what you read, but what you put on there is there for everybody to do with what they will. So if somebody's uploading child porn or pornography and people are being trafficked, that's free game, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to law enforcement.
Me too.
So if their software can pick details, you know, like colors of curtains and room dimensions and all this stuff, and it starts filtering out locations and, you know what I mean? Like,
we'll continue.
Some good stuff.
Yeah, and I think Chris's concern is what happens when they use this for something outside of the scope of what it was developed for. This is Free Talk Live. There's more. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit
heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. If you're going to do any online shopping, start your shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com. We've got links to Amazon's. There's the Amazon US, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada. Just click on the Amazon that is right for you. There's also links over to Newegg and several other affiliates. And what happens is you don't wind up spending more money when you start your shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com. You just wind up helping Free Talk Live because then the various outlets send us a little bit of the money that they would have otherwise kept for themselves. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Skype where we've got David calling in. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I gave you a call when I heard you say human trafficking, and I wanted to make sure that when we're talking about human trafficking, most people are just thinking about what Kutcher is talking about, sex-related stuff.
Right.
But I'm glad to hear that you did mention the Judge Chivarella Conahan case. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
And Kids for Cash, Chivarella and Conahan. Conahan were convicted and sentenced to like 28 years in prison and 26 years in prison, respectively, basically, for trafficking. Human trafficking. We all know what a human is.
Right.
And we pretty much all know what trafficking is. It's basically buying and selling stuff that's illegal to do. And in the case of those two judges, they were sentencing. I just read the number. It was like 2,400 and some expungements were made from the record when they were investigated that found that they had wrongfully sentenced 2,400 and some individual juveniles. And they would do things like some kid who was caught trespassing on a piece of property, sentence him to go to juvenile prison, a private prison that was owned by some dudes that were giving them money to send kids there right. so that they could fill the beds and get cash payments. And another kid, he got sent, he, you know, football player, jock type, got caught smoking pot, was sent there for months and months. And when he got into the system, then his life turned bad. He ended up killing himself in the end because he'd screwed up what was a perfectly clean life. Into one that had a criminal record and no future for him. And so let me expand one more step broadly. The Conahan and Chivarella, and there were some other individuals in that same court involved in equally wrong stuff. They are proof positive that judges and your legal, your more broadly speaking, the legal system, but judges in the juvenile legal system have been proven to be doing illegal things to children for, you know, whatever motivation. In this case, it was money. So that nobody can ever argue that judges in children's and family courts are not trafficking children.
Or politicians. I mean, this right. There's so many people that are in government right now, these powerful people that are guilty of this, but they get away with it because they have power. I mean, it's, right. the one thing I said to them when we were off the air for a minute was that it's ironic that he's testifying in front of the U.S. Senate when there's probably some of the very people involved in the trafficking that are, like, listening for their own self-interest. You know what I mean? Wanting to know how, like, am I going to get caught here? I mean, there's been judges, there's been police officers that have been convicted of this stuff. There's just, you know, like, evil wears many costumes.
And we didn't even have to go all Pizzagate.
Well, hopefully it will hit close to home, and maybe those people will reconsider things that they may or may not be involved in. Agreed. Let me go this one more step more broad. So Chivarella selling children to prison, that's really no different than when you go into your average custody case in a children's court or a family court, and you have two sides fighting each other, and the system is using them as tools to make money. The husband or father and the mother, they're in it for themselves and for their children. What they're not aware of is that the system is actually using them simply to get money to change hands so that everybody can profit and have a job. And so often they'll take very simple things that could be resolved very easily and make them never resolve or take years and years to resolve so that money can continue to change hands over that entire period of time. And that is also human trafficking, because the children are being moved to the father or the mother or whatever based on monies that get paid to this attorney, this court fee, that court fee, this therapist, that therapist, and so on. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, that makes sense. Yeah, it's human trafficking without, like, the sexual assault part of it. It's exploiting them.
Yeah, human trafficking is one thing. Human sex trafficking is another thing. In the phrase human trafficking, the word sex does not appear. So it does not necessitate being part of the crime in order for it to qualify to be human trafficking. And I wanted to make sure that people, when they hear the phrase human trafficking, that they don't think that sex has to be involved. Right. It can be as simple as the corrupt court system and the lawyers involved and therapists involved, all these supposedly people that went to school to help other people. What they're really doing is helping themselves to your bank account.
Right. Well, that's why Ashton had mentioned in there, you know, taking a critical look at the foster care system, because when you have the trafficking in general, that opens the gates for the sexual assault when you start exploiting them for those reasons.
If you want to bring in the foster care system, now enter Hillary Clinton. Look back however many, a couple decades back or whatever it was, when she was trying to, you'll have to look this up on your own, I can't cite it from memory, but it had to do with expanding foster care in America, getting monies to pay for people's master's degrees so that they could become social workers, to help traffic more children away from, typically speaking, these were non-white children, and non-white mothers or poor white mothers, and they would use the fact that the mothers you typically would get hooked on some drug or something, then they would declare them an unfit mother, yep. Take their children, put their children into the foster care system where the money transfers could begin and go on for years and years. And what they did is they destroyed these children. These children went into foster care, and with the idea that they would either go back to their mother or they would get adopted. They never went back to their mother. They never got adopted. They aged out of the foster care system and had destitute lives in many cases.
Mm-hmm. It takes a village. That was the whole point.
Yeah, like rather than invest the money, though, right, in giving parenting classes and educating parents or getting rehabilitation for parents that suffer with, you know, drug addiction, you know, I don't like how the system keeps plucking people away without trying to help them.
To be right. Even more brash, one would say that, and they're, let me raise a new generation of Democrats. I'll just throw that out there, because sometimes that comes into it.
That's part of it. And yeah, I remember that the, if you search under Title IV, it was Title IV of some part of the Social Security Act to secure this funding. So if you search Hillary Clinton, Title IV, foster adoption, then all that stuff will come up and you can read it for yourself and not depend on, what I'm saying. But it failed. And I would say it was probably designed to fail because it wasn't designed to help the kids and the mothers in the first place. It was designed to get funding, in other words, to farm the taxpayers. The taxpayers exist, and we are going to enact legislation that's going to order that this be done, foster care adoption, so on, and that therefore the taxpayers can be forced to supply these funds to go in to do this training and to pay these foster homes and so on, all under this pretense, and the results is what we just discussed. Oh, also, you may notice, being in the radio industry, you may have heard PSAs, public service announcements, adopt these kids, adopt us kids, adopt us kids, foster care.
Yep.
Any of that sound familiar? That's still the what's left over of these children that they're still trying to find foster and adoptive homes for as a result of what Hillary Clinton started 25 years ago or whatever it was. That this is the last of those children that are still left in the system that got ripped away from their mothers.
I read somewhere, though, that when some investigation into Haiti and child trafficking was in there, that, like, the Clinton Foundation pulled out of there. Any of that ring a bell?
I have not heard of that. It doesn't surprise me. David, thank you for the call. We're out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow, as we are all 7 nights of the week, and we are always online at freetalklive.com. If you want to talk about this further, call back tomorrow, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the
underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.